And welcome to the Nerd Report podcast. My name is Lewis Love, and we're back finally. Well, it feels like I haven't done one of these podcasts for a while, and I'm super excited because we have in the house
Angela Ortiz from SefijaOnline.com.
Yeah, man, girl, you sound great on this new mic of ours.
Oh, nice.
You? Who are you?
You guys know who I am.
Lisa Grayson.
Lisa Grayson.
You know what, Lisa? Although you're a co-host and you don't talk much while we're doing this, I've had people come up to me in the street go, you know what? I've listened to your podcast. You're all right, but you do this wrong. You do this wrong. You do that wrong. But that Lisa girl, she's got it down.
And I barely talk too, so that's weird.
Well, the thing is, I talk too much.
Go, Lisa. Go, Lisa.
So it's a Nerd Report podcast. We are so happy because this weekend, one of the nerdiest franchises returns, and that's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, this time with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows. That is this weekend, and we're going to hook up our listeners with a ton of giveaways for you. And actually, if you go on the Nuke the Fridge Facebook and my personal Facebook, which I don't know who's on there, but if you're on there, we did a small video. Angela was there, Lisa was there, and we gave you a quick preview of all the stuff we're going to be giving away throughout the weekend on our Twitter, on our Instagram, on this broadcast. When we give you a trivia question, we're going to send you over to contest@nerdreport.com, and we're going to randomly pick winners. But I'm going to have Angela pick out the prize, but not right now, okay? Calm down, Angela. Angela just jumped to the toys, all right? I want to hook up. So what we're going to do is she's going to pick out the prize. She's going to mention what it is, and then you're going to go to contest@nerdreport.com. You're going to email us and go, and the headline's going to say Cowabunga, okay? And we're just going to randomly pick the winner. But here's the thing. You're going to have to listen to us a little bit, and then, you know, we'll hook you up with the prize if you're lucky enough to win. Okay, so we have a lot of movie news going on, and we have a lot of other stuff, other news that's really not about movies, maybe. You know, like, for example, let's start off with this. This is kind of weird. Uh-oh. Did anyone check out that big alligator thing walking
on the golf course? Oh, that thing is crazy.
Was that fake?
No, it's real. Apparently, the golfers are accustomed to him, so they just let him walk across, get to wherever he's going, and then they proceed with their golf game.
So we're like, so John,
but that's the golf crazy. Game and
see this it looked like Godzilla.
It's huge.
Oh, that's crazy.
That is like one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
I would try to take a selfie. I'm that crazy.
I would be going the opposite way.
Now here's the thing, though. There was two guys filming it, right? There was the guy, the angle we looked at, and then there was the angle of the other guy. I think he was wearing some white. We haven't seen that in that video yet. So my question is, I'm so iffy if it's real, because it is just too big. You know? So I want to see that guy's video.
Well, I don't know. It was on a lot of the news stations. So who knows?
It's either that or you have to go to Florida and check it out yourself.
And you're listening. Okay, so you're listening to a Nerd Report podcast. And this is, we talk about all things nerd. And a giant crocodile walking over Florida. That's pretty nerdy, right?
During your golf game.
During your golf game,
is it? You better not hit him with a golf ball. I wouldn't want to be there when that happened.
Extended video is shot fire.
Well, actually, their peripheral vision is not there. So if you are around it, it probably won't see you.
Oh, so you can take a selfie with them. Yes, okay. Won't see
you. They only look straight ahead.
Angela first. So she should just take a picture with the you do that, okay? I'm going to pay for the flight, and I want you to take a picture because you can't see peripheral vision. Okay, enough of that. You know what? Angela and I, we go on a lot of adventures, a lot of things, and sometimes we bump into each other, you know, covering pop culture. You could check out all her stuff on SefijaOnline.com. It's totally awesome. What's your social media, though?
Amos Art is my Instagram.
Okay.
And my personal Twitter. And then there is Sefija Online Twitter on Twitter.
Yeah, you definitely got to check out this lady, man. She is amazing, off the hook. You know, that's where I get all my inspiration from. I copy her. That's why I blocked her from Facebook. I don't want her to notice that.
He's been telling me that from the time I met him.
Okay, so Angela, let's yes. I'll give you, because we're kind of disorganized today, but that's the way we like to do, you know, because it's our Latino background. We're disorganized, but we're badass, you know what I'm saying? We don't even prepare, but we do it good. Okay, we prepare sometimes. I'm just kidding. But I'm going to have you take the first subject, something you've covered in the past 2 weeks. Keep it relevant. I've seen you at some great junkets. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, well, I want to talk about a little movie that I really wish more people have seen, went out to see it, is the Two Nice Guys with the...
The Nice Guys with Russell Crowe?
And Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
I couldn't think of his name. And this young Australian actress who has a very funny name. Her last name is Rice, but I can't think of her first name is...
Her first name is Beans. No. Middle name and. No,
but Andrews, something like that.
Yeah, and the thing is, we did the roundtables for that, and I don't know if you had her as well. We had her a separate interview, and that she carries herself
very well.
Mature, and I really think I felt like I was in the presence of someone that in the future is going to be a big actress. Yeah.
Well,
so
she stole the movie. I mean, she stole many of the scenes of the film. I mean, the thing I liked about the film, The Two Nice Guys, is that it has a bit of a throwback to a little film noir, which is something I love, and it's set in the 70s, which is, for some of you who don't know, it's kind of like my era, and it's, you know, it's based in LA, which the LA during the 70s is completely different of what most people, you know, think of it. I mean, there are so many nostalgic places, you know, like music stores and things like that, driving down the Sunset Strip. But this film is really, it's really fun. It's a fun film. It's a film for adults, or mature audiences, you know, and it's smart. It's just very smart. It's not like you're, you know, just knocking out people and killing people. There's something smart about the whole film.
Well, you know, they have Shane Black as a director, and Shane Black is kind of iconic.
And Joel Silver, the producer. The
producer, yeah. So Shane Black is one of these guys where maybe his films like Kiss Kiss Bang Bang doesn't initially do well in the box office, but it's something we talk about 20 years from now. And I think, you know, in the future, we're going to be, Nice Guys will be one of those films we talk about in the future, and it's going to be on high regards. And, you know, hopefully it did make some money. I'm not sure what the box office is. But, you know, it's kind of like it's a comedy. It was a comedy, or it is a comedy. And it was going up against another comedy, which was...
The Angry Birds?
No, not the Angry Birds. Neighbors 2. Yeah.
But didn't Angry Bird come out the same time, too?
Angry Birds was the week following.
Oh, was it? Oh,
yep.
It just seemed like it was against a few films that that were more box office, you know, type of films.
Yes, and then last week, speaking of box office, it was two Titanics went head to head, as we had Fox unleashing X-Men Apocalypse and Disney unleashing one of my favorite series. It's Alice Through the Looking Glass, which I had the privilege of checking out the red carpet. I saw, well, we actually interviewed some of the cast before that, because I had a chance to check out the movie. Did you check out the movie? Yeah, you were in the theater with me.
We saw the priest. Sneak preview.
I haven't seen the finished version yet.
Oh, I saw the finished version.
Okay, was it much different?
Yeah, slightly, you know, because remember when we saw it, there were some color corrections that needed to be done, music and things like that. And but the finished piece looked really, I saw it at El Capitan, so, you know.
And I was, at the last minute, I was invited to the red carpet to cover it. And, you know, I got to see Johnny Depp up close, and Johnny Depp's awesome, in my opinion, and the entire cast. Anne Hathaway stopped by, answered a few questions. You could check out the video online. The girl that plays Alice,
Mia
passed by. She's absolutely beautiful in person. We had Humpty Dumpty, or what is it, Tweedledee and what are they called? Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Yeah, they were awesome. And then we had a chance to check out the after party, and I took a selfie with
the Danny musician Elfman.
Danny Elfman. Yes. Who was in Oingo Boingo.
Oingo Boingo,
yep. Right?
Yep.
And I had forgotten that because I love his music, and especially 80s. Mm-hmm. What he did the score for the what is that? The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, he's done so many.
Batman, the original Batman.
Yeah, he's been doing really good.
Yep.
On that, so it's like about Alice. One of the highlights for me for Alice was interviewing Helena Bonham Carter.
Oh yeah, she was really down to earth.
She was fantastic. She was fantastic.
So that movie came out, and it came in second to X-Men. X-Men being the ninth film in the superhero franchise.
The one thing I can say about X-Men is that if you've never seen any of the other movies and you're not familiar with the characters and the whole storyline that has been going through, good and bad, of the franchise, this would be a good one to watch because it kind of gives you an idea who all the characters are down the line. I mean, it's not a perfect film,
no, but
it's better than the last one. Is it the last one?
No, I actually like the last one, Days of Future Past, much better.
The film, it's mixture. I mean, I like Oscar Isaac, who played Apocalypse. Mm-hmm. I thought he did, with what he had to work with, he did a really great job as a really great villain.
Yeah, he's up and coming. He's getting better with every film. X-Men Apocalypse and Alice Through the Looking Glass in theaters right now. Yesterday, remember where we were at? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, you bring that up.
They didn't feed us. Okay. But we did a press day with Lopez.
It's a thing with us, man. You know, we get invited to things. It's like we show up, and it's like, okay, so we're gonna interview this guy and this guy. It's like, oh, that's great. Where's the food?
Well, it was early in the morning. But other than that, mm-hmm. after all the water that I drank,
the water was good.
We had the pleasure of well for me, I think this is my second time actually interviewing George Lopez.
Show off.
and he was, I mean, I think I got a really great interview with him. I think we all did.
You
did too.
Yep.
And
let's start off with you. So you did a round table format.
Yes, it really was only two of us, so it was like it worked out really well.
It was an exclusive. Okay,
somebody did come in late, but it still worked out really well.
So, you have any highlights you could share with us?
He talked a little about Sandra Bullock's being the producer of his Lopez Tonight, which I definitely thought it was, and still think it was one of the best night shows, late night shows that was around. Except for a show like that needs to be on a regular network, because it was on TNT or
it was one of the cable channels.
TBS, TNT, I think it was. He did it. What, I think it was for 2 years. I think it was 2 years, and it was the most diverse entertainment evening that you could find. He had everybody came on that show, and I had the pleasure of actually going to see about three or four of the actual episodes. So
speaking of everyone being on the show, and obviously the our interviews with him, and I had an on camera one, was our interviews were for Lopez at TV Land, and that show's diverse too. He has everyone from Snoop Dogg to Antonio Villaraigosa, who was a former mayor. And he has a lot of people on that show. And I asked him, dude, do you just like, could you call up anyone? And it's like, so if you want to check that out, I'm going to be posting the interview later. And one funny thing he did say is, like, because if you watch the show, he actually gets called by Snoop Dogg, and in capital letters, his phone rings. It says Snoop Dogg, right? So I go, hey, dude, so if Snoop Dogg calls you right now, would it come out? Would it be all caps? Is that how you know it's him? And he goes, you know how I'll know it's him? And I go, how? And he goes, you'll smell him. And I was like, so that was cool.
I don't want to get myself in trouble, but I have to say, whenever I see him, I always think of smoke.
So, do you want to add anything else to that besides that you love the food?
Or lack thereof. Oh,
the
lack
of, we also talked about that most people expect comedians to be on all the time. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, comedians are not. They're very... a lot of them are very, very shy and very private.
Oh, you mean on as in funny all the time?
Yeah, but being right. Funny all the time.
Right.
Sorry. Thank you for.
Yeah, because some people. No. I'm not saying that is because you know some of our audience may not understand as on as you know lingo for being hyperactive like I am.
Yeah, that's the Red Bull talking.
Would you call me? Okay. Wait. Do you hear that, guys? Our first giveaway. All right, drum roll. That our first giveaway of this broadcast for some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows swag.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. In theaters June 3rd in real 3D and 3D wherever you want to go. But first, hold on. I'm gonna have Angela calm down. Calm down, Angela. We're gonna have Angela pick out. We have a table full of swag, okay? But first, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors because they helped, you know, pay for us being here. So we want to give them a lot of love. So first, I want to say thank you to Stanley S. Thornton. He has a book series called We Walk with Dragons. So you can check out his stuff over there at Amazon right now. Get it on Kindle. Read it to your kids or have your kids read it to you. It doesn't matter. Google Stanley S. Thornton. He's dope. I mean, he has really cool stuff. Also check out the Nerd World Order at imnwo.com. And these guys have been with us from the beginning. And you can check out all the nerd gear there and buy some stuff, man. Hook them up. They have some really good stuff. That's Nerd World Order. Also, we have Nerds Central. That's nerdcentral.com. Hey, you listen to the Nerd Report and you're like, man, I want a little more, you know, it's like, head over there because they have some book reviews. They have movie reviews. They have movie news. Basically, everything I wish I had on my website, damn it. So check out Nerd Central. They are awesome. Nerdcentral.com. Tell them Nerd Report send you. What are you guys doing? Okay, so let me give you. So I'm trying to be serious here, reading up all the sponsors, getting ready to do this great giveaways from Ninja Turtles, Out of the Shadows. And these ladies are like pointing over there to the ceiling, like if we're getting invaded from UFOs. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Never know.
Wait, hold on. Is that a giant alligator? Okay, take a selfie. Okay.
He's my buddy.
Okay, and then last but not least is Frankenstein Collectible Show every Wednesday, every Saturday at 19649 East San Jose Avenue, City of Industry. And why do I know that address by heart? Because I've been there for 13 years. And check out the poster shop. It's mine. All right? Drop a dollar. I don't know what you're going to do. Do that. And also, hey, our social media. Follow us on Twitter at The Nerd Report. That's on Twitter. You could also follow Nuke the Fridge at Nuke the Fridge on Twitter or look for us on Facebook and
I just Instagram. Google us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, okay, so we have this like all the table full of swag and our table is like full. So we're going to hook up a listener right now. And as soon as we announce what item it is, get on your computer, whatever it takes, go to contest@nerdreport.com. And the title Cowabunga, and we're gonna randomly. I'm gonna have Lisa Grayson randomly pick the winner. Okay, for this particular item. Okay,
taking
first
bribes, by the way.
First, her GoFundMe is at. No, okay, so Angela. All right, she's warming up her hands. She has her eyes closed. She's picking. She's using the force. Let's see what this does. Okay. Oh, that's a good one. What is it? Read it off.
Oh, it's Donatello.
Donatello.
Battle sounds. He does battle sounds. Let's see. Let me see if I can do this. Okay. It makes noise.
Careful. Oh, that's great.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, see what else it does. See what else it does. She's holding it. She's pressing the try me button. Donatello.
No, you're pushing his backpack. We're the city's
best hope. Mm-hmm.
Cool little action figure.
I'm detecting traces of neutronium. He's the smart one.
Why is he the only smart one? Are they all the dumb?
Well, one is smart. Well, he's the smart one. Then there's the muscle. Then there's the heart. And then, the other one, we're not really sure.
Let me see this guy.
The prankster.
So the official name is Battle Sounds Donatello. He will wake you up in the middle of the night. He will drive your parents crazy with the sound effects he does. And we're giving him away. Head over right now with the subject line Cowabunga at contest@nerdreport.com. And we're going to have Lisa randomly, thank you for that, pick a winner. And this is going to be awesome. I don't know how this... Wait, was that... He has like a slot machine sound too.
It seems like there's about three or four different sounds.
Awesome. So win him, and it's, win him. Just win him. I don't know what I'm saying. Hey, and Angela, you got to see the film, right?
I got to see
the film. Okay, so look, our people, some of them are very sensitive about spoilers. So a spoiler-free reaction review, could you do that?
Yes, but before I forget, I want to say the actress name in The
Nice
Two
Guys.
Nice Guys.
Her name is... Nice Guys, the movie.
The
Nice Guys.
The Nice Guys? Why do I keep saying Two Nice Guys?
Because there's two of them.
There's two of them.
Is it Two Nice Guys?
No, I think it's The Nice Guys.
No, I think it's The Nice Guys.
Yeah.
Okay, it's The Nice Guys. And the scene stealer's name is Anguri Rice. That's her name. She was like 13 when she made the film, and she's like 15 now, and is a very, very smart young woman.
And of course, I have a feeling they had to cover her eyes and her ears when filming this, because there was a lot of adult material in this film. But
apparently, her mom was there on set and gave permission for certain things, but they did for all the young boy that's underage. Also, he wasn't there.
Yeah, because they had like a nude scene.
Yeah,
you know
what? So
that scene I really remember. I had that scene. I have detailed files on that one.
Well, my first reaction to
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which we're doing giveaways on this podcast, Out of the Shadows in theaters June 3rd, which is Friday.
I think ninjas rule. That's how I felt. I think the fans, I think will be happy, and I think parents can take their kids, and the kids, I think it's the turtles. I mean, we're not talking about Shakespeare.
that's a weird thing with the first one. First of all, let me be on record. I love the original cheesy one from the early 90s. I love those films. I don't know why, and a lot of fans will agree with me, but people were kind of negative to some of the nerds, not everyone, were negative to the first one of, this is a sequel.
Right.
And I loved it. And, and they were like, well, turtles don't do this. It's like, turtles don't do that. It's like, dude, this is a movie about turtles practicing karate.
Yeah, and a rat.
You know what a turtle is, right? It's a rat teaching.
Their father's a rat.
Exactly.
Oh, no. The rats can't do that. What?
It's fantasy.
Yeah. It's escapism, man.
And that's what I wanted. That's
based on the cartoon.
Yeah, that's all I wanted when I sat there. I just wanted to just zone out and watch it. And I had my nephew who is going to be 14. And first word I said to him, so what do you think? Oh, I like it. He said it was great. So he was very happy. So it has a lot of good things going for it, and I think that's the only big thing coming out this weekend. So
Ninja Turtles is the only thing this weekend.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
So I think it should have a good weekend.
Well, yeah, I've heard of a lot of initial reaction to the film. Is it's more what the old school fans were looking for, even more than the first one.
And Lisa's favorite.
Spoiler. Well, oh, Casey Jones?
Yes.
Oh, yes, Casey Jones.
does he have a shirtless scene?
Sorry, Lisa.
No, that's okay. I'm cool with him.
Shirt on. You know, so you have Casey Jones, and then you have
Megan Fox,
which I actually, you know, there's some scenes she her real name works really well, Fox.
And she's Foxy.
There's a couple of scenes where you kind of go, okay.
I like Megan Fox. I also like Arrow as Casey Jones.
Arrow. Yeah.
Stephen Amell.
Stephen Amell.
Yeah, I like that actor. He's pretty cool. Yeah. Hey, and we've been speaking of Arrow and Casey Jones and Stephen Amell. We've had some TV shows, which my favorite one, Flash. The Flash ended, and so did Arrow. Did you get a chance to check out Arrow?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you watched those shows, Angela?
I not as often as I would like, but I do watch them.
Okay, so let me start off, and Lisa, you can talk about Arrow because I'm kind of like way behind on that one. Okay.
Okay.
So
darn, I was gonna flash over to the refrigerator.
Do you want to talk? Do you want to get to the refrigerator? No, all right. Yeah, our studio is so well equipped. We have a refrigerator. We have a Indiana Jones poster. What else do we have? No air conditioner.
Yeah, no air conditioner.
So yeah, the Flash, it's off the hook. It ended up on, I'm not going to give you spoilers, but it ended up in a cliffhanger. I want to see more. They did something really, 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 really cool that I jumped up and down and cheered, and my leg was up because it was awesome. I did jumping jacks, all that.
Screaming at the TV.
Yeah, I was screaming at the TV. Yeah, 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 the Flash. And man, if DC could get that kind of vibe in their cinematic universe, it'd be invincible. But, well, we'll see what they do. And then Arrow... How did that end up, Steve Amell?
It was kind of...
Can you talk to the mic?
I know a lot of fans were kind of disappointed with it, which I kind of was too, because it seemed like it was going in 50 different directions. Mm-hmm. Like, there wasn't... I mean, it seems like, well, is it ending? Or, like, what we have... I have no idea where it's going. I mean, everyone's going, without giving away too much, it seemed like everyone's going in different directions. So it kind of was just like, it was vague, in my opinion. I don't know what...
Okay, so that means it wasn't me.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it wasn't me. Okay. Okay.
So, but are you up to date with... I know you were, Angela, you were covering a lot of Fear of the Walking Dead. Are you up to date with that one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so yeah. Did you watch the whole season?
I watched the whole season.
What do you think of the season finale of that?
There's a scene between Danielle, which is Ruben Blades, mm-hmm. Ruben Blades, and Celia, who's played by a wonderful friend of mine, Marlene Forte. And there's... It's the dialogue is all in Spanish, but it's beautiful. I mean, their dialogue, you know, I mean, it's just that scene alone was just made it for me. And for the people who haven't seen the season finale, I don't want to say much. But one great thing for me, I'm going to be doing an interview with Marlene probably around the
for
end
the
of
same
the
show.
Yes.
Who could tell them about Lewis Love?
Lewis who?
See the way she is? Lisa, she has her phone unattended. Go and check her emails.
No, honey, it's right here next to me.
She's like, I always
look, I gotta say this about the show. The Walking Dead, you know, I've been watching it since the beginning. I think it was a good show, but now it's like, okay, I wish it would have like an end game. What do I mean by an end game? Okay, so the Shield. If you guys remember the Shield with Michael Chiklis, it was all about like, is he gonna get caught? You know, so that was always the end game. Is he gonna get caught or get away with it? Let's talk about Breaking Bad. The end game in Breaking Bad. Is he gonna get caught? Is he gonna make his money, or is he gonna die of cancer? Those are end games. I don't feel like The Walking Dead has an end game, so I'm kind of like, what's the end game here, guys? Are they, you know, they're just walking and you know, waiting to find someone, and then they get killed wherever they're at because the leader's a bad guy, and then all of a sudden zombies break into the safe place they're at, and you know what I mean? So it's
at first it was like to find a cure. So
that's what I want to see. I want to see so them try
to
cure.
So that was like, oh, okay, they're going to find a cure. But now it's like they reverted, like detoured from that. So it's kind of like they're just walking.
Well, here's the deal. Yeah. Here's the problem, though. Here's the problem. I think if you're doing a realistic show, in real life, human nature is going to try to find the cure, the cause, and the solution. And they seem to not care about that. They meet another group of people, and instead of going, hey, what happened to you guys? Were those things the walkers? How did they start? Where did you first see them? Did the government come in? Did any officials come in? What weird stuff? Piece things together, you know, and then find a solution. Instead, like The Walking Dead, it's kind of like, let's just keep walking. Okay, now we found a safe haven. And then check it out. The leader of the safe haven's kind of iffy, so he's going to beat us over the head after a three-hour speech. Mm-hmm. Who died? Cut. You know, watch next week.
So it's like a puzzle that...
It's not a puzzle.
It's an unfinished puzzle.
Yeah. Well, it's just... What I think what's happening now is like their ratings are so off the hook, they don't really have to give you a story.
Well, it seems like they're basing it more on survival than... Mm-hmm. Which I understand. I mean, that's like a main thing. Apocalypse. Of course, survival is going to be on your mind, but that's what it seems like. That's what they're concentrating on. Nothing else.
Yeah. And that being said, no matter how much you may think I hate the show, I'm going to be the first person watching it when it comes back. All right. I'm first in line. Damn it. Give me more. Oh, that crack. More Walking Dead, please. Okay. So, hey, man, I like complaining and then, you know, I'm first in line.
And then
Fear of the Walking Dead. As soon as they got to Mexico, that show went skyrocket. It was much better. I wish they'd just stay there.
I think all the characters were interesting. I mean, the whole I think it was the last three episodes pretty much just seemed very...
It felt like a different show. Yeah, it just upgraded.
I'll have to watch.
Oh, guys, and I forgot this one, too. Uh-oh. And I'm a big fan. Bates Motel.
No. I have not caught up.
Oh my God. That movie, I cried. That's all I'm going to say. I cried. I could totally relate to Norman Bates. So get in the shower. I'm not just kidding. I could totally... Well, you know what Norman Bates says in a shower, right? Okay, so...
Lewis!
I didn't mean it that way!
Well, you know, Some people will take it that way.
Okay, so let me explain myself. The joke was, get in the shower, as if you ever watched the original Psycho, There's a shower scene that will haunt the heck out of you. And this was in the 60s. The film was in the 60s. This
Jamie Lee Curtis's mom?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. This was amazing. Well, anyways, Bates Motel, amazing show, amazing happenings, and I cried.
Oh.
Yeah. And I heard the next season 5, will be the last, and they're introducing someone big. You could Google it, but I'm not going to spoil it right now. It's someone, because Angela doesn't want to know. They're going to introduce someone big. Yeah, it's a classic character. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm covering the Conjuring 2 press junket.
Okay, let's talk about the Conjuring. I saw the first film. It's one of the... Sometimes horror is not taken serious, but obviously, you know why? Because it's cheesy sometimes. It feels like sometimes... The directors don't try, but that's not the case with The Conjuring.
I like the last one.
Yeah, last one was awesome.
It was really good.
Yeah,
and
I liked
it. The actress who plays Norman's mom, mm-hmm. you know, is mm-hmm. part of
What's
it.
Her name? Vera?
Vera?
And we're
just really bad today with the names, aren't we?
It's hot in here. That's
why. It is hot in here.
Here's the part where you guys listening are like, why am I listening? I know more about movies than these guys.
Oh, no.
But I'm going to tell you why you're listening. You know why you're listening? Because Lisa's going to pick out the next prize from... We bribe you to listen. You know, what are we gonna do?
I take bribes too, by the way, guys.
Yeah. You're not getting any of those toys, okay? Okay. So
Casey we
wait, hold on, Lisa Grayson. Calm down, Lisa Grayson. I love that name Grayson. It reminds me of Batman's sidekick, Dick Grayson, which is Robin. Okay, for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, it's the giveaway segment here, the Nerd Report. You can check out each and every segment on thenerdreport.com. We are constantly uploading episodes. This will be episode 15?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a lot of episodes. And check it out. You can find us on Spreaker.com. You can find us on nerdreport.com. And you could check our episodes on iTunes. Please go to iTunes. We just got accepted onto iTunes. Give us a good review if you like it. And if you don't even bother. It would really help us because, you know, the better we do, the more stuff we could hook you up with. And believe me, we're trying to hook you up with the best stuff we can find. And so what else? Where else are we on? SoundCloud. We're on SoundCloud. And we're on YouTube. So as soon as we upload an episode, all those places hook us up. And we're working on we're working on iHeartRadio. So if we get on iHeartRadio as soon as, before Comic-Con, it's going to be off the hook. And, you know, we're going to have Angela back a million times. We've had other guests on, which are awesome. We've had interviews here. Studios are actually calling us up to be part of it. But anyways, you don't want to hear me talk anymore. You want a giveaway, right? So I'm going to have Lisa pick out an item. And you're going to, when she's going to say the item, what it is, it's a Ninja Turtle item. And you guys are going to quickly go to contest@nerdreport.com. And the title is going to be Cowabunga. And we're going to randomly pick the winner. Lisa?
Okay, I'm going to pick.
Oh, well, grab it first so you can read it. Here.
What are you saying? She can't see from where she's at?
No, because she has to grab it and then we have to test it. Then she has to test it.
Oh, we have to test it.
Well, I don't think the one I'm grabbing
does.
Get
one that does sound effects. We'll do the other. Come on.
Okay.
She's like whipped over Casey Jones and she wants to. Okay. He did. No, you can't take the toy's shirt off. Jeez. That's not what try me. No, try me does not mean that.
He has a jacket on in the toy, not a shirt. I have to work for that.
That's not what try me means, okay? Don't do that to the toy.
Jeez. Okay. It's the Battle Sounds Raphael.
Okay, Battle Sounds Raphael. Go to contest@nerdreport.com for a chance to win. On the title, let's see, Cowabunga. That's contest@nerdreport.com. Let me see that guy. What does he do? What does he do? Anything? Let's put that a little louder. So you try me. Was here some of the effects. Keep pressing. Okay, it's a whip.
There's only one kind of power we need right now.
And that's the Nerd Report. Oh no, it's nerdreport.com. Okay, go.
We work with what we got.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Go, go, go!
Go, go, go!
There's only one kind of power we need right
Okay,
now.
So basically you press his shell and he hits you with his sai, and this is for Battle Sounds Raphael from the movie Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows in theaters June 3rd. Okay, so
tomorrow.
Well, we don't, if this broadcast when it's recorded, it's recorded after the 3rd. Just keep it on that. And then this looks awesome. And you can check out pictures of the toy on nerdreport.com. We're going to take pictures. And go to contest@nerdreport.com and we'll have Lisa pick out a winner and we'll mail it to you. What do you think?
I just want to, so people won't think that we're not on top of things. Vera Farmiga is the name of.
I knew that. Yeah. I call her Norma Bates.
I know. And I think she plays in The Conjuring 2. Her name is Lorraine Warren.
She plays.
Yeah.
So what is this film about, The Conjuring 2? Anyone? I've seen a trailer. It's about some sort of case that happened in paranormal case that happened in England, based on some true story.
By the Warrens, who did Amityville.
Okay.
They were the known for.
Paranormal.
Yeah. I guess Lorraine Warren, she's a psychic, I want to say.
What? Actually, not really.
not really.
No, they was just they.
She could feel presence.
Yeah, she senses things.
Yeah, and they would like, I don't want to say like go and bless, but try to get
her
rid
husband.
Of, yeah, it's like, and then we could be wrong.
Yeah, well, you'll know next week. I'm out in the cold.
And they also actually have the actual Annabelle doll. In like
in this film?
No, not in this film. They own it. They actually have like a little museum or something. Not like a museum, like a museum.
Yeah.
Where they have a bunch of like haunted artifacts, like Annabelle.
Hey guys, did you know this? This is if you look back at the Nuke the Fridge archives on nukethefridge.com, Warner Brothers actually sent me replicas from that movie of Annabelle when the movie was out. Oh my gosh, I wish I would have. Well, they were giveaways, so I had to give them away. But if I had one of them, they were amazing. They were amazing. They were a bit smaller than the actual one in the film. But I know Lisa, you would have loved those.
Oh, I would have taken it home.
Hey, speaking of other paranormal stuff, it was announced 3 weeks ago that we're going to see the return of Insidious. Insidious Chapter 3 is in the works. Blumhouse has a
Chapter 4. Chapter 4.
Oh yeah, 3's.
Three past.
Yeah.
I love that one.
I love those films. Yeah. So Insidious Chapter 3, we have The Conjuring, and they just announced, here's another one. If you like horror, if you like classic horror, they just announced the new Friday the 13th, film. They're going to actually feature Jason Voorhees' father. Isn't that weird? We don't know who his dad is.
No.
What if it's Michael Myers?
No.
Oh, wait. Speaking of Michael Myers, Blumhouse announced that they are making another Halloween film with producer John Carpenter returning. And that is very exciting because that is my favorite slasher. I love...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mine's Jason.
Jason's a copycat off Michael.
Cool stuff. I like Jason.
Oh my God. Should I leave?
Have you ever seen Jason shirtless? Well, let me tell you.
I don't want to see Jason shirtless. He's fine with his mask or potato sack.
Well, let me tell you this: when Michael Myers takes off his shirt, he has a six pack. Jason has worms.
Well, I think. I'm not looking at Jason because he's a sex symbol. Oh, no. I just think he's cool.
Okay, Angela. Next segment. What do you have?
I just went blank. Listening to you guys.
We're rumbling.
She's taking selfies.
No. I'm actually...
We have to talk about this. This is an exciting thing on Blu-ray next week, and we covered the press junket.
Oh, yes.
Let's see your experience. Zootopia next Tuesday, which is what's the date on the next
seventh.
Tuesday? The 7th. Zootopia. 7th. We will have giveaways for that as well. I think we have one up on the Nuke the Fridge Twitter right now. You can retweet for a chance to win Zootopia, the movie. And
Blu-ray.
We had Angela and I, we interviewed some of the cast, which included the directors.
One of the animators.
And
the voice of Flash.
Which is the sloth, right?
Yes.
And talk about your experience there.
Well, first of all, I didn't know they were on camera. Who? I thought we were doing a round table or something. So we all ended up on camera.
Okay. So you mean you had a one-on-one interview with... you thought it was going to be more like off-camera.
Yeah. With audio. The directors were really great. We talked a little... We got a little philosophical, actually, about the whole idea about, you know, how... In so many ways, we should look at nature to learn certain things because as human beings, sometimes we're not the smartest bunch. and talking to Jorge, the animator, it was really, really interesting to see. He's Venezuelan born. And you know, he said from the time he was a child, he wanted to work for Disney. And here he is working for Disney.
And those interviews are going to go up in their entirety. Angela has a different one than I do, so you could go on Sefija online. And when should those go up?
Mine should be going up over the weekend, or definitely it'll be up by Monday.
By Monday, check out those interviews, and I'll have mine by. I want to compete with you Monday.
You'll probably see Lewis on in his. You won't see me. You'll only hear my voice. Hey, I wasn't ready for camera.
Well, I was there. You look great. I don't know what your problem is. You're always saying, I don't want to do camera. I'm like, this lady looks way better than I do, and I do the camera. All right. Okay.
Did
so
you see my hair?
That's okay. No one's ever seen mine.
Okay, you except win on that my one. Chin. You except win on that one.
Have you seen my hair? Jeez.
Lisa, actually, we lost Lisa.
Actually, so the interview with the cast of Zootopia, we did it at Disney Toon, right?
Oh yeah, it's such a great place.
And let me tell you this: the video they shot was so clear they could see some chest hair from me. You can check out those pictures. Of course, my shirt was a little too buttoned down, 70s style. You know what I mean? So we also did a voiceover work, which you could check that out. And we'll be posting those voiceover work. We voiced some of the characters. Ladies, breathe. Jeez.
Lisa.
Lisa, you okay? Does anybody know mouth to mouth? Lisa's having a concussion.
Well, so Lisa.
I can't talk right now.
Okay.
Message after the beep.
Well, I mean, there's so much going on. I mean, we could be here forever talking, but there's
yeah, we
there's,
will. There's stuff. So we're not leaving. We got you trapped.
It's like,
let's pick up. You know, we have a few more moments here on the Nerd Report podcast. You know, before we sign off, let's pick another subject. Let's see what. Real quick, I just want to give a shout out to Preacher, the pilot aired. It's a weird show, but very interesting. Check out Preacher. I think it's on the AMC. It's based on a comic book, but man, I can't put my grasp on it. It's so weird. The show is just like. Did you get to see it?
I saw part of the season opener, and it was kind of like.
There's nothing like that.
What?
What? It's very well produced. I think it's going to be a hit, but it needs a couple episodes to kind of like, what the hell's going on here? It's so weird.
And Warcraft is coming out next
Warcraft,
week,
you covered a little bit of Warcraft.
I did. I actually, without giving away anything, I think it's...
going to be a hit?
Yeah. I took... I'm not a gamer, but... A lot of my family are gamers, and I took one of my nieces, and as a gamer, she really, really enjoyed it. The characters, she was familiar with some of the characters, even though it's not the game, but it's just, and visually, I think it's...
Yeah, there's a lot of changes from some mediums to film, because... At the end of the day, not all of it works. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they take out stuff that could have worked.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, there's a reason for everything. Mm-hmm. So if it's not exactly like what the video game is.
But there's she was talking more about the story. Mm-hmm. The CGI stuff that they did, oh, man. I mean,
Universal, right?
Yeah.
Also, Legendary, I believe, is involved in that. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Yeah.
So probably by the next time that we do the podcast again, I would have seen Tarzan and the new Tarzan.
And The Conjuring. That'd be good.
Yeah.
In a couple of weeks you come in, we'll have that. There's a lot of great...
Oh, and next week I'm going to see... Are you going to see it too?
We're going to have a presentation for Finding Dory.
Dory.
And that's on, I don't know if it's on Thursday or Wednesday, I'm not sure.
Well, there's two staff. And there's screening on Tuesday, and the press stuff is Thursday. Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Finding Dory, Disney is going to make a zillion dollars off that one, obviously. Hey, I got the final thing we'll talk about. Did you guys get to check out the Superman versus Batman Ultimate Cut trailer with the Blu-ray? For the Blu-ray? Did you get to check that out? No? Came out today. Lisa, you saw it, right?
Yeah, I saw it.
So a lot of the complaints with Batman versus Superman was, one, the editing, and two, like, a lot of the stuff didn't make sense. Like, why does everyone hate Superman?
Oh, please don't tell me. They edited it out so badly that... Mm-hmm.
So basically, from what we've heard, the Ultimate Edition is supposed to be a little bit better cut, hopefully. And also, it adds another half hour, and it's going to be a rated R film. So, and the little stuff they did show on the trailer for the Blu-ray did look amazing. There was a bit more Superman, and there was actually a really awesome scene with Superman just, like, knocking off a missile. Like, just crashing into the missile. You know, someone was they were shooting a missile into that, into a city, and he just, like, crashed into it and flew away. It was amazing. Also, the Dark Knight inside Luther Corp, just, like, prancing in there. I mean, anything Batman's awesome. So I do hope the film's a little better than what we saw
in the theater.
Yeah, because, you know, got a lot. It's not fair. I mean, this is Batman. This is Superman. This is Wonder Woman and the DC Universe. These are one of the most iconic figures throughout the world. So I hope people receive it a little better. I know Suicide Squad's coming. You know, that looks pretty damn good.
It's like, yeah. I still want a happier Superman.
I do too. Actually, before this podcast, we saw Lisa and I checked out the Ultimate Edition and the trailer, and then I played a little bit of Superman 2. You know, so it was, I mean, it was not totally campy, but I feel like that Lex Luthor was better. You know, even though Gene Hackman was playing it a little bit campy, but he was mean son of a bitch.
Yeah,
I mean, he was nuking things. He was talking back to the three villains. He was like, "Oh yeah, you know, I got this for you." And that sucker, he was gonna unleash. I bet you, man. After the three villains would kill Superman, I'll bet you he would have unleashed the kryptonite on him, and then taken over the world. Because that was Gene Hackman's Lex Luthor.
That's my favorite.
Gene Hackman. The music is just like the John Williams music is like there was no real reason to change that. Although I will say that the music they did have by Hans Zimmer in The Man of Steel and Batman vs Superman was amazing. But he could have done that and kept the John Williams music. You're right. Mm-hmm. Superman's a happy character.
Yeah.
He's a Boy Scout. He's Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
He stands for truth, justice, and the American mm-hmm. way. And look, if you don't, everyone laughed at him. Look, if you watch the original Superman, Lois asks him, "Why are you here?" He goes, "I'm here to stand for truth, justice, and the American way." She laughed at him. That's okay if you don't believe in the American way or whatever. Oops, I just knocked down everything. But
he hurt me.
Here's the thing: Superman does. Superman does believe in it, and he believes in doing good. So that there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
You know, I mean. That's what Superman is. He says silly stuff, but he'll kick your butt. Yep. You know, he'll kick the bad guy, and he'll give a bad guy a chance. Like, he catches a real criminal, and the guy's like, "Hey, I did this for my family." Superman would be like, "Okay, look, I'm going to let you go. That's it." And if he catches that dude again, guy's going off to jail. And that's what Superman does. He stands for hope. Hope and... what is the new slogan for DC? They say hope and optimism. And the trailer gave a little bit of that. Hopefully, DC moves towards that. Marvel films are off the hook. I love Civil War.
Yep.
What more can I say? Doctor Strange is next. And that looks really good. It looks like Inception, you know, film. And but I'm a DC guy.
He looks excited. Can you tell? Oh, yeah. Can you tell?
Yeah, very. Do I look sleepy? We've been at it for like 2 hours here in the sauna.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay, guys. Angela, thank you for showing up to the podcast. I know it's a long way from your house, right? Actually, Angela lives next door. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's weird. I go, "Angela, do you want to do with a podcast?" Next thing I hear, "Hello? yeah, it's Angela. I'm here for the podcast. I'm like, what? I'm just kidding.
No, it's more like, oh, hi. Hey, you want to come over for a podcast?
This is like random stuff. We got to get Jesus in here, too.
Yeah.
One of our colleagues. We have so many people. Jesus from Dysfunctional and VIP Latino. What's up, dude? I know you're listening to this. All right. So head over to win some stuff that's still in the works. We have plenty of stuff to give away still, but check us out on social media. We'll be giving you information on that throughout the weekend. Angela, once again, thank you.
Thank you,
Sefija.com. Check it out. And Lisa Grayson.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Lisa is already zoned out.
Lisa, wake up. Oh, we just wanted to thank you.
Okay. You mean of Casey Jones.
Okay, guys. This is the Nerd Report. My name is Louis Love or Louis Leca, whatever you want to call me. Just, call me in time for dinner. That's the best time to call me. And we'll be back. Thank you.